This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
One of the things as we go out with Personhood Florida and collect signatures for the Personhood Amendment and explain to people that this is an amendment that is working to end abortion and protect every innocent life, one of the things we run into quite often is individuals that will want to impress us maybe a little bit and tell us how pro-life they are and how they or someone they know or maybe someone they're related to worked to help pass a certain piece of legislation, not realizing that that piece of legislation in many cases authorizes abortion and is, in fact, evil legislation, even though it is presented as legislation that is pro-life by pro-lifers, by pro-life legislators, by pro-life organizations. There are certain criteria that we should apply. And we ask, why is it that so many pro-lifers, and this is a question I want to ask today and cover. Why is it that so many pro-lifers and pro-life organizations support evil legislation? And really, it is because they are not applying biblical standards to pro-life laws. In fact, most Christians don't even have a biblical worldview or even a concept or an idea of what a pro-life law should be. What should our laws be? What should our laws do? What should they not do? And by the way, the Bible, God cares not only about life, He cares about all aspects of life. And there are many areas, not just on the pro-life front, but many areas where our laws actually contradict or don't go along with God's principles in the Bible. So many Christians, many pro-lifers are not applying biblical principles to pro-life laws. Many pro-life organizations don't apply biblical principles to pro-life laws. Even those, many of those who actually have biblical principles in their organization, still, when they go to legislation, they totally separate the Bible from what they're actually attempting to accomplish. And this is a mistake, a big mistake, in my opinion, and I believe that the Bible will bear this out as we will look at today. So we ask, well, what standard are they applying? If they're not applying the Bible, what standard are they applying? Well, typically, they're looking at what they believe they can accomplish. They're saying, well, we can't end abortion, so let's just get done what we can get done. Maybe that's a 24-hour waiting period before we allow the woman to pay an abortionist to kill her baby, to rip her baby limb from limb and crush her baby's skull. Or maybe we'll require the woman to be given an opportunity to view an ultrasound of her baby prior to having this baby rip limb from limb. And often you when you hear about this, you hear about, you know, and you kind of envision, you know, from the pro-life pregnancy centers, we know that women that see an ultrasound, actually there's a large percentage of them that choose life. And so these pro-life organizations will say, well, you know, if these women could only see an ultrasound of their baby, they could actually choose life. Well, except that the person that's showing the ultrasound is someone who will financially benefit from the woman actually having an abortion. And it's not someone who is fighting for life who wants to show and give evidence of the baby inside. It's very easy for an ultra sonographer to turn the ultrasound device a certain way so that the baby isn't seen. And of course, there's also an exemption where the woman can also just say, I don't want to see the ultrasound. So that's one thing. They're looking at what they believe we can accomplish. They're also, another thing is they're looking at what they believe the courts will uphold. So God doesn't become the standard of what we do and what our laws say. God isn't the standard there. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello. This is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn, handicapped, and elderly? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Personhood Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. And scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience. You don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
That's right, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems as well. And we're not only simulcasting to WPSL 1590 AM and also WCNO 89.9 FM, but in addition, we are streaming live over to both Facebook and YouTube. So you can, I know people have said, hey, I don't have a Facebook account, but I want to watch the video, because sometimes we're able to actually show you the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. And when we're able to do that, well, we want you to be able to see it. And some people have said, you know, I don't have a Facebook account, so what do I do? Is there a way that I can actually watch the video? And now there is. You don't have to have a Facebook account. You can go to our YouTube channel and you can watch it there as well. And And, you know, you won't be able to watch as many videos at YouTube yet. Well, you'll never be able to watch as many videos because we've been doing this on Facebook since 2016, I believe, was when we started on Facebook. Before that, we were streaming to Ustream. But we have a whole bunch of videos over there at Facebook. And we have, well, since the beginning of this year, over on YouTube. So I believe this is, well, this is the third video this year, and well, the third video period on YouTube. So all of our live shows have been this year have been streamed to Facebook and to YouTube. So you want to check that out and be able to listen to that. Now, one of the things, of course, we are here to answer your computer questions. You can actually give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. That'll get you onto the radio where you can answer your question live, or you can type your question into the comment section of either the live Facebook video or the live YouTube video, and we'll answer it. And by the way, the question doesn't need to be on a specific topic. It could be on any topic. Just because we're talking about one thing doesn't mean that you have to talk about that. You know, your question has to be on that one issue, as long as it's computer related, and that's what we're looking for here. And we want to answer questions that meet your needs and answer your questions. So. Yeah, we had some good questions come in on Facebook toward the end of the show last time, and we had several calls, you know, a few calls that came in last time as well. But one thing that we want to just stress is you don't have to wait until the end of the show. You know, if you wait until the end of the show, we'll get to you if we can. And we got to everyone last week, but if we have a little bit more time, we can maybe answer your question a little bit more thoroughly. And of course, you know, we like to switch over to the full screen to actually show you the steps that we go through to resolve those computer problems, to answer those questions for you. So you'll want to definitely check that out over there, either at Facebook or YouTube. And again, one of the things we mentioned, we do have a post on our Facebook page. You can type your question into the comment section of that post, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. So if you happen to think about something throughout the week, you can just head over there, and we can actually look at that. One of the things that we have been talking about quite a bit this year is backing up, the importance of backing up your data and making sure that you have a good quality backup, that you don't have a situation where, well, one of the things that we hear from customers from time to time is, I was just about to make a backup. And we typically hear that when they have a hard drive failure. And one of the things we hear from people quite often is, well, why do hard drives go bad? Well, you know, one of our responses is, well, have you ever had a part in your car go bad? And, you know, if people drive their car, you know, even if you drive a new car, occasionally you're going to have a problem. But especially if you drive a car for longer, there's moving parts. The moving parts wear out. Eventually, you have to replace them. You know, you have wheel bearings, and eventually they have to be replaced. You know, you might hear a noise and it might get worse and worse and worse until, you know, at some point it just breaks. And if you don't fix it sooner than that, well, that's kind of the way it is with computers. And with hard drives, you do have moving parts. You have a platter that spins around and around and around in circles. You have an arm that moves back and forth. You have magnetics, you have electronics. Any of those can go bad. But the big thing is the moving parts, that makes them very susceptible. And, you know, it makes them susceptible also to dropping. You know, if you drop your computer, or especially if it's a laptop, you drop it while it's on. That's not a good thing if you have a platter drive. We have a computer here in the shop. It's going to be leaving probably today. And, we actually, it had a powder drive and it was dropped, and the drive just stopped. I mean, we couldn't get anything off of it. In a lot of cases, in fact, in most cases, we're able to get data off of the drives, but sometimes we're not. And we actually, in the last 3 weeks, have actually worked on, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, we actually have seen 3 drives in the shop that we couldn't get anything off of. And this is, very, well, it's not something that we like. It's not something that we're hopeful for. We obviously, again, we're able to recover data most of the time, but you want to make sure that you have a backup to protect yourself in case your hard drive dies, because that can happen. And you also want to protect, as we've mentioned in the last few weeks, you also want to protect against, you want to protect against a CryptoLocker infection. What if you're tricked into opening up an email attachment and it doesn't look like it opens, but it actually does open and your data is encrypted? By the way, by the time your data is encrypted, if you have, your data has been encrypted probably for a week. So if you made a backup within that time, your backup is encrypted as well. And that's not a good thing to have your backup encrypted. So, you want to protect against that. You want to protect against fire. You want to protect against theft. You want to protect against, what if you actually go into a file and you actually make a mistake? You're working, you accidentally delete a whole bunch of stuff, and maybe you didn't know that you could undo what you just did, and you actually end up saving that file, or maybe you made a mistake and you didn't catch the mistake until after you saved the file. Well, in those types of cases, you want to have a backup that you can go back to, a previous version of the file that you can go back to and retrieve that portion of the data. And so these are things that you want to protect yourself against. And, in that case where the hard drive totally dies, and by the way, we have times where SSD drives die. We've seen that. It doesn't happen often, but especially if someone has like an off-brand SSD. And one of the things that we see is with new computers, the big computer manufacturers, if they have an SSD drive, what type of SSD drive do you think they're going to put in it? Well, it's probably the one they can get for the least amount of money, which may not be the best drive, may not be the most reliable. It's probably going to last longer than the 1-year warranty, but will it last as long as a big name brand drive that probably costs more to the manufacturer? Probably not. So, we actually had a computer recently that we were able to get all the data off. It didn't have an SSD, but the drive actually did have problems where occasionally, maybe once a day, maybe a few times a day, it was starting where it would just lock up, and it was the SSD drive. And we actually replaced it with a better quality SSD drive, and his system is running fine now. And thankfully, we were able to save his data.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems as well. And in the shop. And this is something that we do on a regular basis. We do this day in and day out. We do take a break on Sunday to worship God, but throughout the week we are solving computer problems. And of course, on Saturdays, we're helping you answer computer problems. And we're not only on WPSL 1590 AM and WCNO right now, 89.9 FM, but also streaming live over to Facebook and also to YouTube. So you'll want to head over, take a look at that, and you can actually see the show as we talk about it. Now, one of the things that that we're able to do here is again show you the steps that we go through to resolve certain problems. And in addition to that, we're looking at being able to show you how to do certain things. Like one of the things we're talking about, backing up your data. Well, how do you back up your data? Well, there's a few different ways that you can back up your data. If you want to do this on your own, first of all, you want to find out how much data do you need to back up? What size storage, what size drive? Maybe it's a thumb drive if it's not a thumb drive, maybe it's another type of drive. What type of drive do you have what type of drive are you going to get to actually back up your data? So it could be a thumb drive similar to what I'm showing up on the screen right here. And this is just a small USB thumb drive. And there's various manufacturers of these. Or it could be an external hard drive. These thumb drives, actually, we've had some customers that have them we've had some customers that have had them up to 2 terabytes, which is quite a bit of data. You're not really going to get that size data in a small drive very often right now. But we're starting to see, we've had a few customers that have had these. You can easily get the external hard drives for 5 terabyte range, even if they're just the small ones that don't require power. If you want to get, you need to even more, you can actually go out and the larger drives that have power or require power, those you can get, 8 terabytes is a very common size out there. Now I'm going to switch over to a full screen just to show you how you can tell how much room you need to back up your data. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to launch a Windows Explorer. Now I can tell you, by the way, when I launch this Windows Explorer, I'm going to make a disclaimer. I have a lot more data than a lot of people, and I'm constantly having to actually work on getting some data off of my system, and work on this. So I have a lot of audio files which take up more room than quite a, like let's say if you had a Word document or an Excel document, those don't take up a lot of room, but MP3 files, they take up a little bit more room. Pictures take up room. MP3 or audio files, those will take up more room, and then video files take up even more room. So I have a lot of audio and video on my computer, as well as I do have pictures as well. But the real hogs of my storage space are video and then audio. Well, so we don't really recommend you fill up your drives as much as my drives are full, but if I'm going to launch a Windows Explorer here, and I'm going to do that by holding down the Windows key and pressing E for Explorer or Edward. You can also go in Windows 10 and Windows 11. There's a picture of a file folder on your taskbar. If you click there, that'll open up the same location. Now, what I can do here, I can go down to my C drive over on the left-hand side. The default view is what I'm seeing here, where I see quick access at the top. Going on down, I see a few things like OneDrive and also Dropbox, but I also see this PC and I see my C drive. Now, if I didn't see that, and sometimes you don't see the C drive on the left side, you can actually click on this PC and then you'll see this PC. Now, you will see, depending on your view, you might see a snapshot that shows you the total size and also the free space. You see, I don't have free space. And as I mentioned, don't try this at home. We don't recommend you fill up your drive as much as mine is full. Mine, by the way, is this full and is able to take it because it's an SSD drive, but it still is not the best thing to do for your drive. But I'm right-clicking on my C drive. I'm going down to properties and left-click. This will show a pie chart. and it'll actually show the it'll actually show the percentage that's full, the percentage that's used. Depending on your version of your operating system, it might show just a circle like mine is showing, where the blue is used and the gray is unused. And previous operating systems like Windows 7, it actually showed like a pie chart where there was blue, I think, that was used, and pink that was unused. And but you'll be able to see, first of all, the total size of your drive. But you really probably don't need to back up the total size of your drive unless you're doing a system, an image backup, which we'll talk about that at some point. If we have time today, we'll talk about it today. If we don't, we'll talk about it later. But that's what you're looking at there. Now, to drill down and actually see what is actually where the data is and what you need to back up, because you don't really, unless again you're making a system image backup, you don't need to back up your Windows folder. We're going to double click on the C drive, and what we're going to see is several folders, and you probably won't have as many folders as I have, but there is a Windows folder here. There's also a program files folder, a program files x86 folder. So that is for the older 32-bit programs or 16-bit programs. We'll go into the programs file x86. The 64-bit programs will go into the program files folder. There's also a hidden folder here called program data. It does store some data that may be important to back up, depending on the program. But most people really don't have any data there. Most people, their data is only in users. By the way, I don't store most of my data in users, but this is where most people, this is the default location to store your data. So we're going to double click on users. Now there, you'll see public, or if you're using Windows 7, you'll see all users, but in Windows 8, Windows 10, Windows 11, you're going to see public. There are some files that some programs will put in public, and if you have, what you'll want to do is, and most people really don't have data there, but if you use QuickBooks, the default location for your QuickBooks file, your QuickBooks company file is actually the public folder. So you'll want to actually look at that, and that would go into public documents. So we can double click on public and then double click on public documents. That'll take us in there. And you'll see here that there are some folders. Now, again, some of these might have data, and you want to look at it and see if there's any data. I have this actually, this Nova, I have actually Checksoft. I actually print my own checks. And this program actually does store data in this public folder. So when I back up, I make sure I back up this folder. And if I reinstall that software, I have to either have to redesign my checks, or I have to restore that folder, which has all the designs for my checks. Now I'm going to click back in the address bar here. I'm going to click back on users. And by the way, if I had an Intuit QuickBooks file here, there would be probably an Intuit, I believe it's an Intuit folder, and then a company files folder, and you know, again, you just have to navigate through that and see, you know, I would want to, you know, look at any of these and just see if there's anything that I may need to back up in here. And I'm going to go back up again. I can either click the up arrow to take me up to the next level, or I'm just going to click on users, and then you'll see, you know, maybe more than one user, but on my computer, I have one user other than public. I can double click on that, and this will take me into the actual profile. Now, One thing I could do, if I back out one level and go back to users, I can right-click on my profile, go down to properties and left-click. This will show you, for the most part, it'll show you the full amount of data that you are using in your profile. And again, I don't use currently, most of my data is not in this location. But you see, I actually do have quite a bit of data in my profile. I'm going to have to kind of check and see where this is. Probably a lot of it is backups for my iPhone, and also maybe updates for the iPhone. That's probably quite a bit of it. But if you know that shows you how much data you would need, how much storage capacity you would need to be able to actually back up your all of your data on your profile. And you see that mine is actually it's over 32 gigabytes. So you know, if I had a 32, if I had a 64 gigabyte thumb drive and this was all that I needed to back up, I could back it up here. Or I could get an external hard drive. Now, by the way, you know, I mentioned earlier, I have a lot of data. I have audio files, video files. They take up a lot of room. Our church, when we have sermons, you know, I have video for all of that, plus audio for all of that. It takes up room on my drive, and those are actually stored in a different folder. So I actually have a 5 terabyte drive that I use to back up my data. But, you know, one thing you could do, it's kind of a little bit tricky to back up just, the entire folder. You know, if I right clicked and went down to copy and left clicked, and then I go over, you know, maybe one thing we like to do is just to resize this window so it takes up less room than the full size. And then launch another Windows Explorer window. And here we could actually have the secondary drive. And the secondary drive could be what we're backing up to. And we could actually just right-click and leave the right mouse button down and drag over to the other window and let go. It'll bring up a pop-up window that asks us what we want to do, whether we want to move, whether we want to copy, how we want to handle that situation. So this is something that you know, this is one way to back up your data. But really, probably what you would want to do is just create the profile over there, and then go into that profile on the backup drive. Go into the profile on your C drive, on your current drive, and then just grab the folders. You can hold down the control key to select multiple folders at once. Most people, you're using desktop, documents, downloads, you pictures, music. You may also have videos in here. And there, you know, that's the data that most people are using. Right-click on that. Drag over to the right, to the other side, to your backup drive, let go. And again, this pop-up menu is going to come up. You can choose copy, which is what you want to do. You don't want to move this information. You want to copy it so that it's in both locations. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the next break.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
Yes, you do. And we are back ready to answer your computer questions. And we're wasting no time. We're going right to the lines. We have Robert on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio, Robert. How can we help you today?
Yes, Brian, what are your thoughts on Windows 11?
Windows 11, that's a good question. We have worked on it. I can tell you that I've seen a few bugs with it. I have seen a few things that don't work that should work. The navigation is different also. And this is one thing that, you know, we get used to doing something one way. I mean, when Windows 10 came out, we did shows on how to navigate with Windows 10. when Windows 8 came out, we had to learn how to navigate with Windows 8. Most people, you just use the computer that you're using. But as a computer technician, we actually have to learn how to navigate with multiple systems. Now, one of the things, I'll switch over to a full screen. I don't have and I'll probably at some point get a virtual Windows 10, Windows 11 PC on my system so I can show you guys Windows 11. One thing that I just want to I'll just describe to you some of the things that are different by showing you Windows 10 and then telling you how things are with Windows 11. With Windows 10, your start button is over in the lower left-hand corner. Now, some people don't know what a start button is, but it actually looks like a four-pane window that's kind of tilted. It's not quite straight. And this is in Windows 10. If you have Windows 8.1, you're going to have a very similar looking start button. It's going to do different things. If you have Windows 7, it's going to be a circle that looks like a flag. It's a Windows flag, a four-pane window on a flag. But if we click there, what we're going to see is there's a list of all the programs installed on the computer. We can scroll through that list alphabetically. We also have tiles to the right. And those tiles, and you see I've customized my tiles. My tiles are all, kind of small, and they, they are the smaller size. The default is actually larger. Let me just show you. I'm going to verbally describe this for those listening on the radio, but for those that are watching the live stream, either on Facebook or YouTube, you can actually see this. And if you're not watching, maybe you're even driving down the road, we do not recommend watching a Faster PC radio while you're driving down the road. But what we're going to do is I'm going to describe this. But if you right-click on any of the icons in Windows 10 on that start page, you can resize. The default size is medium, which is here. Now, some of them, you actually have a default size of wide, like that. It just makes it bigger. Now, I like it to be small so that it takes up less room. And so there's where I'm actually, and you can actually drag these around to where you want. Now, with Windows 11, your start button is slid over to the middle of the screen. And one thing that's kind of interesting, I think, you see, I have a lot of programs open right now, but really not a lot, because I actually closed a lot of programs last night because I was having some problems with my audio as I was getting all the audio files ready for WPSL and WCNO for today's show, today's computer show, and tomorrow's church show. I actually had an issue where I was my audio wasn't working properly, and I was kind of thinking about thinking about actually switching over and restarting my computer. So I started to close out programs, and as I did, at some point my audio started working and I didn't actually restart my computer. But I did close out a lot of programs, and I opened a few up today in preparation for this show, and some of them I'm using for this show. But typically I'll have this entire row filled up with programs. Now, a lot of our customers even have pinned icons, and pinned icons are program links or shortcuts that are actually pinned to your taskbar. And your computer, a new computer, will come with way more than most people actually ever use. And some people add things to that. For instance, you can right-click on any of these programs in the list on your start menu. You can right-click, and you can choose to on the More feature, you can actually pin it to the taskbar. And that takes it down to the taskbar so that you could actually just click on that shortcut or that icon, and it would launch the program. Now, again, and you can actually right-click on anything that's pinned there and unpin it. But a lot of people have a lot of their taskbar in Windows 10 filled up with pinned programs. And again, as programs open, you see those on the taskbar, and you can actually toggle back and forth between the programs by clicking on down there, and you can actually see what you can actually open up the various programs by clicking down there. Well, this is all slid over toward the middle, and the usable size of the taskbar, from what I've seen so far in Windows 11, it's less. Also, you don't have the ability really to organize, as far as I can have seen so far. And there may be, as we get into Windows 11, we might see that there are ways to do it. But I don't see that there's the way that you can actually, have these icons and drag them around and change the size of them. Typically in Windows 11, the icons are one set size. And if you have more than what will fit on one page, because again, the page is smaller and you're not really able to resize and move things around that I have seen so far, you actually go to a second page. So it actually the navigation is different and in some ways not quite as intuitive, not quite as easy to navigate. Let me show you another thing. We were showing earlier about how to back up data. And the right-click menu is one thing that is very different in Windows 11. There are some hacks to the registry that can be done that can give you back the right-click menu. But typically, you could right-click on a folder or a file in Windows 10 and Windows 8, Windows 8.1, Windows 7, Windows XP, all the way. Well, I'm not sure Windows, going back before that, but for a long time you can right click and you'll get cut, copy, paste. So cut would actually remove it from that location, and then you would go to a new location and you would paste it. Or you can copy and then go to a new location and paste it, and then you would have it in two different locations. Well, that doesn't exist by default in the right-click menu in Windows 11. There is a more, and you can click on the more, and then you can get to cut, copy, and paste. But it's an extra step. It doesn't just show up right on that menu. So that's one thing that's a little bit different. It will require a little bit of learning. Now, I can say, if you do want to go over to Windows, if you have the operating system, you have the hardware that supports it, and Windows is saying, hey, go over to Windows 11, go over to Windows 11, you can try it. Really, in most cases, I won't say in all cases, because, there's never a 100% thing with Windows, but with computers, people are going to have problems. You're going to have issues with that. But one of the things that you want to just do, when you get over there, and you can try it out, Windows is going to be activated, you can then uninstall Windows 11 and go back to Windows 10. You'll maintain your right to go to Windows 11 in the future. I personally am not going to go to Windows 11 until, I want to give it a little bit of time. I want to see what Microsoft does. I want Microsoft to be able to maybe work out a few of the bugs that I have seen in Windows 11. And, so I would really not go there and stay there, but we have had some customers that have done it. And of course, any new computer that you get today is going to come with Windows 11, unless you go to a faster PC where we could build a computer with Windows 10. We actually just did build a computer and delivered it with Windows 10. And the reason why we're doing that, how do we know that their software supports Windows 11? It probably does, and they probably won't have a problem. Their computer will probably update to Windows 11 by itself. But, just in case it doesn't, we'll want to check that out. Now, we do have someone that actually asked a question on Facebook, and this question from Alice is, when is a computer too old? Well, that's a good question, and really a lot of it is subjective. We literally have customers that if their computer is a year old and they have a problem, they will not repair it. They will actually just go out and buy a new computer. And we have other customers that have computers that are 15 years old that will repair that computer. Now, some of those customers are just people that are from the old school, that the computer's working for them. They like it. They like the operating system. They like everything about it. And, they just want to repair it and keep it working for them. Others have an old specific computer that meets a specific need. Maybe it connects to a highly expensive, piece of machinery. Like we have a neurologist that has a $10,000 machine that his old computer connects to. If he gets a new computer, he has to replace that $10,000 machine. So we actually fix the old computer for him. We have another customer that has a car wash that needs, an ISA port and for a card that runs their car wash. And you can't get a computer with an ISA port anymore. So they'll bring in their computer. They brought in their computer not too long ago. And we replaced some parts on it to keep it, it's in a really hostile environment. So we fix that computer up, and we actually, even if we find a computer that has an ISA port, we'll save it for them. And we have some computers set aside for them. When they come in, we can just swap their hard drive and get up and running. But the biggest thing is, does your computer meet your needs? So if you don't have all those highly expensive equipment that you're connecting to this computer, does it meet your needs? Is it fast enough for you? Does it do what you want it to do as well as you need it to be done? And by the way, if it doesn't, maybe we can speed it up. Maybe we can make it faster. But if we've done everything to make it faster and it's still not fast enough for you, then it is time to get a new computer. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website, afasterpc.com, and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Why Do So Many Pro-Lifers and Pro-Life Organizations Support Evil Legislation? You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Isn't it time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn, handicapped, and elderly? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Personhood Amendment to establish